Today's podcast session is supported by Upheal. So if you ask a therapist who's doing clinical work what the bane of their existence is, usually progress notes are in the top 1 to 2. I'm not naming any names, but when I was doing clinical work, I remember I had several colleagues who would get so backed up on clinical notes, so they would end up spending their nights and weekends trying just to catch up. Honestly, who wants to do that? And this is where Upheal comes in. Upheal is AI-powered case notes. Now, I know for many of us, when we hear the word AI, there's like a natural skepticism. And honestly, I had that skepticism as well until I got to meet with the Upheal team and learn about some of the many ways that they are doing this in a way that is HIPAA compliant and also doesn't sell data to anyone and also protects our clients as well. You can learn more about Upheal and the awesome work that they're doing in the world by going to sellingthecouch.com/Upheal. And Upheal is spelled U-P and then H-E-A-L, all one word. And at checkout, be sure to enter the promo code COUCH25, C-O-U-C-H, and the number 25 to get 25% off your Upheal plan for the first 2 months. Hey, what's up? Welcome to today's session of Selling the Couch. I'm your host, Dr. Melvin Verghese. My guest today is Ryan Mayer.
My name is Ryan Mayer, Christian blogger, encourager, entrepreneur, and app developer.
Ryan lives in Indianapolis and is a designer, an entrepreneur, an app developer, a blogger, and a podcaster. Ryan's the creator of the Bible Lock Screens app and the Blurry app, two wallpaper apps that have been downloaded over 100,000 times. You know, I love social media platforms that have a highly visual content. And Ryan's actually an expert on Instagram and recently found Instagram Academy, which is a leading online course to help you excel on Instagram. In today's session of Selling the Couch, you'll learn about some of the ways to stand out with Instagram, how to get more followers, the best times to post, how to promote a service or a product through Instagram. I'm really excited for this conversation. So here's my conversation with Ryan Mayer. Hey, Ryan, welcome to Selling the Couch.
Hey, Melvin, what's up?
Nothing much, man. I'm pretty stoked about talking about Instagram. So I guess the obvious question is, what exactly is Instagram?
Well, it's a social media platform that is primarily image-based. And unlike Facebook and Twitter, which have, you know, different components, it's primarily focused on images. And now they have 15-second videos as well. But more than anything, it's just an image platform.
And I was reading some stuff about Instagram, like the stats on it. I was wondering if you could share some of those.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. They started out as an iOS-only app. You can't even really access it from your laptop. You can't post from your laptop or anything like that. But it was started out as a iOS app only. And then later on, they added an Android app. But right around that time, they got purchased by Facebook. And it's pretty amazing how they've just grown like crazy. They now have 300 million monthly active users.
Wow. And active users?
Yes. And wow, they're on a trajectory to even outpace Facebook, which is pretty amazing. And now Facebook owns them, so that was a smart move for them. But yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. Like, to think about how big Facebook is and to think like this could even get bigger than that.
Yeah.
Just that question, like, why should someone be on Instagram?
Well, if you think about it, any social media platform, any business owner of any particular area of interest, you want to be where the people are. And 300 million people is nothing to sniff at. So yeah, you want to go where the people are, and Instagram is growing like crazy. So if you're going to be on social media, in my opinion, Instagram is the premier place to be right now because it's very underutilized. And a lot of people don't realize how this kind of like sleeping juggernaut is just growing and growing and growing. And a lot of business owners are, you know, they're not seeing it. And, you know, before a little bit longer here, they're going to be, wow, I should have been on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people are spending time on Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of stuff. But if you guys noticed a few years ago, Facebook changed their algorithm for pages on Facebook. So say you had a page for your business on Facebook and you grew this huge following. Say you had 1,000 followers. They changed their algorithm. So now only 6 to 9% of the people that follow your page actually see your updates. So not that you shouldn't be on Facebook anymore, but it's just something to look at when you're comparing, you know, how much time should I spend on each social network. Now for your business on Facebook, 6 to 9% are actually seeing your updates, as opposed to an organic following that can be built up on Instagram, where such a higher number, it's like 59% higher for engagement than on Facebook. Yeah, and that's huge.
That is like really huge. It's almost like when Facebook first started, right? Like when there was so much higher engagement.
Yeah, people on Facebook, if you built your business and you were fully relying on Facebook to, you know, bring traffic, and then they changed their algorithm and people's businesses shut down overnight because, you know, and I've heard people talk about this in previous episodes on your podcast. If you're relying on one social media, you know, network, you know, you're kind of at their mercy. So yeah, it's something that you want to invest in social media, but then also you want to have people coming to your website and opting into your mailing list and all that kind of stuff as well.
Right. You said, you know, just with Instagram or with any of these social media platforms, they each kind of have their own terminology. What would you say are the major terms that Instagram uses that maybe the other social media platforms don't?
Yeah, well, right off the bat, you know, when you post something on Instagram, you're posting an image or a video. And once you do that, you have the option to write a description. And so the text that's right underneath the image or video that you upload is the description. And then once it's posted, people have the opportunity to like the photo by double tapping, or you can comment. And then also you can follow someone's page. So you'll hear somebody say, you know, hey, follow me on Instagram. And basically what that means is if you follow them, then every time they post a new photo, that it'll show up in your feed. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the tabs is your feed of people that you're following.
Okay, so and, feed is sort of like this idea that every time they post something on Instagram, it comes up on your account, right?
Yep. If you're following them, then your feed is going to be populated with all of those, you know, those accounts that you're following. So, and they actually have a new thing where if you go to their profile and then you, in the top right hand corner, if you tap the little button up there, you can actually get push notifications for individual accounts now. So if they post anything, you'll actually get a push notification on your phone, which makes it even a closer way to be able to follow them.
That's interesting. So does that push notification, does that mean that you see like 100% of everything that they post?
Yes, it does. And it's awesome for brands to know that, because, you know, obviously you want the people that are following you to see 100%, because the way that Instagram works, and it's kind of like Twitter, but it's a little different, because Twitter is a feed as well, where it's like if somebody, you know, posts a status update, and then at 1 o'clock, and if you don't get on Twitter until 5 p.m., well, there's going to be tons and tons of other people that you're following that have posted something, and it pushes their notice down. But with Instagram, the cool thing is if you're following them, there is a feed and it will push it down. But if you opt in to get that push notification, it literally will wait for you until you check it out. So it's like you can see 100% of them, which is really cool.
Oh, wow. So then that their content ends up at the top.
Yeah. It's like when you'll get notified and then you'll have a little notification and there's a notification section. If somebody follows you, if somebody likes your photo, you'll have this notification section that says, hey, so-and-so liked your photo, or so-and-so posted a new photo. And then also another terminology that you'll hear on Instagram is DM, or direct message. And that is Instagram's new feature that you can actually send an account it is a direct message, but you have to include a video or an image with it. And then you can write a description that's, you know, personalized, but it only goes to them instead of entire following.
Oh, so it's interesting. It's like, it's almost like a private message on Instagram.
Yep. And I would say that it's kind of frustrating a little bit. I'm not that big of a fan of it because, and you have to kind of deal with it because it's the best way to contact someone directly on Instagram. But a lot of people use other, you know, messaging apps like Kick or WhatsApp or whatever to try to communicate with people on Instagram, because it's not as easy as just having a private conversation back and forth. When you start the conversation, you have to include a photo or a video. Oh, and wow. It kind of makes it a little confusing, but I have confidence that maybe they'll maybe change that here in the future.
Yeah. That's like, I don't know. It seems to not quite, I mean, I guess it makes sense, but it seems to add that sort of extra layer of complexity.
Yeah. Cause if I just want to send you a quick message, I have to take a picture of, you know, my desk or, you know, just something to send to you, or, you know, maybe an encouraging quote or something.
Right.
But, I've actually used it. The cool part about direct messaging is I've actually used it to just record a video of myself saying, "Hey, what's up? How's it going?" And have that personal layer to reaching out to, you know, another account. But if they're not following you, that direct message is actually going to be waiting for them and probably a sea of other unread messages by people that they don't follow. So some people don't check their direct messages, and then it's kind of a big waste of time. But if someone's following you, then you can have that. It'll actually send them a push notification, and they'll be alerted that, hey, they have a new, you know, message. So,
right. So, I feel like with Instagram, right, like one of the stereotypes is it's sort of this like selfie social media platform, sure. Right? So what are some ways that someone like a small business owner, like a mental health private practitioner, can actually stand out with Instagram?
It is very true that a lot of people take it, you know, as a platform to start their own modeling business or something, you know, taking selfies. However, if you're a business and you're trying to build a brand, I always tell people your most important thing that you need to do on Instagram is add value. And that can look in a variety of different ways. A lot of people will ask, you know, should I have a business page and then an actual personal page, or how do I do that? Do I mix the two together? And usually what I tell them is if you're a private practice, they're going to be working with you. It might be Dr. So-and-so. So your business page is really you. And so you want to have a mixture of your own personality and also your business, because people are actually trying to get to know you. They're interested in you and what you have to provide. So one of the things that you can do on Instagram, one of the things I suggest is something that's very popular is quotes. And if you think about it, you want your page to be a page that's worth following. So if you're a real estate agent and you're posting nothing but pictures of houses that you're listing, you might be surprised that no one's liking them, because no one really cares about that. You know what I mean? Unless you're really, really interested in houses and you're looking to buy one right now.
Yeah, it's sort of, it gets it very limited, I think, right? Like the people that exactly. would be interested in it.
And so I always recommend that you want to post something that's going to be likable, something that's inspiring, that's funny, that's cute, that's something that's going to get a reaction out of it. And when they look at your profile, people will make a decision in a millisecond whether or not they're going to follow, because they're going to look at your content and what you've been posting, and they're going to make a decision. They're going to say, you know what? I like this or I don't. And if you have quotes, if you have things that are adding value to some degree, then you're going to get people to follow you.
Right. So it sounds like using quote, like, so you would create these like on something like Canva or?
Absolutely.
And then just transfer it over to Instagram.
Yep. I teach people that you should use canva.com. And so if you don't know what that is, go to canva.com. You can basically drag and drop and make amazing images, and they have all these templates, and it's amazing. That is the number one thing that I would recommend if you want to make images that add value, is go there.
Yeah, I mean, also, it's been an amazing platform for me. I love it.
Oh yeah. Actually, I was a late comer to Canva. I've been a graphic designer for a very long time, and so I was always like, nah, I don't need some online tool like that. But it's actually really replaced using Photoshop for some of these basic, you know, fundamental things that you might do just for social media. And it's amazing. So, and I know that they have Canva for Business coming out here shortly as well. So I'm excited about that. But other tools that you can use, because Instagram is a mobile platform where you use it on your phone, like an iPhone or an Android. One of the apps that I recommend that you can just make original content on is a app called Fonto, Phonto. It's awesome. You can pretty much create anything that you want on this app. And I believe it's free on both platforms. They have some paid features, but you can get it for free. And then if you're an iOS user, I recommend WordSwag is really awesome. It kind of does all the design work for you. And there's a lot of features there. And you can get all these public domain photos inside of it for free, which makes it really, really easy.
That's amazing. So you said quotes tend to do really well and use a program like Canva. What are the other types of, I guess, content that seems to do really well with Instagram?
Well, one of the pages that I was going to recommend that all your listeners check out is Lewis Howes. If you go to Instagram and you just type in under search for users, type in Lewis Howes. So LewisHowes. He's a lifestyle entrepreneur, and he does a great job of kind of mixing this personal and business example together. He does a great job of just integrating that. And if you look at his page, you can see a ton of quotes. Some of them are on white backgrounds with black text, super simple. And it's funny, I actually have a wallpaper app that has done very well in the App Store and on Google Play. And I'll take all this time to make this really creative image and I'll post it on my page. And I'll notice that it doesn't do as well as some of these really simple ones that just have a black background with white text.
What do you think it is about that? Like that simple look that's creating?
I think, and I know for sure, it's because people are focused on the message. You could try to have something that looks super cool and uses all these effects and stuff like that. But really, the message is what matters. When you put a quote image up there, they're focused on that quote.
Right.
And so
it's almost like it triggers like some underlying emotion for them, like hope or inspiration or something.
Absolutely. And your listeners would probably understand that better than I would, which is kind of funny. But yeah, Lewis does a great job. If you look at his page, you know, he travels a lot. He works with other people. He has a podcast. He has this business. And so you can see elements of that on his page. He actually has some quotes where it's actually a picture of him at an event speaking, and then there's a quote from him, which is kind of cool.
Oh, wow. So like something he said during that talk or whatever.
Yep. And so it just, and that does a couple of things. It adds value with the quote, but then it also shows that he's a public speaker and you know what I mean? So it really does both. And if you look at his page, you know, he has a ton of quotes, and then he has a mixture of like showing users even using his product. Like for example, his podcast, he has pictures of people that are listening to his podcast, which is kind of cool. Yeah. And so there's a variety of different things that you can do. You could even do behind the scenes type things where if someone's trying to get to know you and they see that you're, you know, a mental health professional or something like that, where you're just kind of showing the value that you have and maybe even take a video with your phone of you talking to your potential followers. You know, there's a lot of different things that you can do. On some of my pages, I'll do 15-second devotionals. And, you know, that's my particular area on Instagram. But people love that because it inspires them. It encourages them. Maybe you have a quote that you mention in that video. That's another thing that you can do. Memes. I don't know if your listeners know what a meme is.
Yeah, I would definitely explain what a meme is.
A meme is basically, I try to explain it like it's a funny picture on Instagram or a funny picture on Facebook. You'll be scrolling through your Facebook feed and you'll see these, you know, they have like a funny picture and then it'll have a text at the top and then text at the bottom. And there's apps that you can get for iOS and for Android where you can make your own and, you know, tailor them to your particular industry. And I've seen this for real estate agents and people in that, you know, particular area really succeed at capitalizing on making these memes and making them funny, because what do people want to do when they see something that's funny? Sure. They like it. Yeah. They share it. They do, you know, all that kind of stuff. So the app that I would recommend is called InstaMeme. You just go to the App Store and type in InstaMeme and you'll find that. And it just allows you to make them right on your phone. And then you can just, once you make it, you can upload it right to Instagram. Right.
Well, I think Ryan, you're bringing up a good general point, which is that I think as a lot of small business owners, they go in with this mentality on social media that how do I promote my product or my business? But the reality is people are on social media to be entertained, to be inspired, and those things. And I imagine that if more small businesses started to think from that framework and how can I produce content that inspires people, makes people happy, elicits positive emotions, then I would imagine it's going to get shared more.
You got it right there. That's exactly the point I'm making, is that if you look at Lewis Howes' page, all his quotes and a lot of the content that he adds value with, they're likable, they're shareable. People will screenshot it and repost it on their account. And what's cool is that you can, if you make your own original images, you want to put your at whatever your username is on the image so that when somebody shares it, people know where it came from. And that'll actually help build your account, because if you have people sharing your content, which if you have good content, they will share it. That's a natural organic way of building your account. It's focused on adding value and not on, hey, I have a business. Because really, no one cares about the business aspect of it. Really, they like you said, they're on social media. They want to be inspired. They want to laugh. They want to be entertained at times. And once you do that, once you provide that value, they might also happen to notice that, hey, this person who I follow who adds value to me is a mental health professional or a real estate agent. And that's how you'll do it. That's how you'll get more clients, more customers, and things like that.
That's really interesting. One of the things that we were talking right before was this idea of like a local versus national and hashtags. And I was wondering if we could talk a little bit about that. First, about like what exactly is a hashtag and how does it apply to Instagram?
A hashtag is just a way to tag your photos. So say you upload a photo, you can include in the description, which I actually teach people, don't include the hashtags in the description. You want to include the hashtags in a follow-up comment on your own photo. And the reason why is the description stays at the top and you don't want like a billion hashtags, you know, included in your caption. You want those to be in the comments. And once you start getting a lot of comments, people aren't going to see those anyway, and they'll still make your image searchable. So for example, say I hashtag depression. Well, if somebody's, you know, struggling with depression and going to the hashtag of depression, it'll make your photo appear in those search results. And actually, I have a funny story that goes along with that. Here is the power of hashtags. I actually met my wife because of a hashtag.
Wow.
We met on Instagram and she was searching for Christian quotes or Christian images or Bible quotes. And I have a page called Bible Lock Screens. That's my app. And we actually met because she was searching Christian hashtags.
That's amazing. And
yeah, it's pretty wild. And we ended up, you know, communicating and developing a dialogue, and then we started dating and we got married. So thanks, Instagram. Appreciate it. Thanks, hashtags.
Oh, that's so awesome.
That's so there is power in it, and it helps you have more exposure. So a lot of I've talked to people that they're like, oh, I don't use hashtags. I'm like, well, then you're kind of silly, because you're limiting your outreach, because people will search hashtags and you'll find people organically because people are searching things all the time.
Ryan, the last question that I had was this idea of the local versus a national hashtag. And I feel like for a lot of private practitioners, they've got their businesses and it's all about trying to get, you know, local clients in their cities or near them. So how do you distinguish that? Like, talk a little bit more about that idea of the local versus national.
Sure. It depends on the industry, and specifically in this industry, it might be a little bit difficult, and you guys would know better than I would. But if you have a national business where you can take clients from anywhere or do it over the internet or over the phone, then you can focus on hashtags that would be, you know, worldwide, because people are on Instagram from every country that has access to Instagram. So we're talking hundreds of countries. But if you're trying to focus on a local area, there's a couple of different things you can do. I advise real estate agents that if they want to build their following, then they follow their friends and people that they know. One key element is that you can follow your friends' friends. Because one thing that happens is when you follow someone, it sends them a push notification or a little, even if they don't have push notifications turned on, the next time somebody goes into Instagram, it has a little notification that says, hey, you have a new follower. And the first thing that you do when you have a new follower is you check out, okay, who is this person? And you go to the profile and you see, okay, who is this person? Do I like their photos? Do I want to follow them back? And that's like the moment of truth. So if you're a page worth following, following other people is an amazing way to say, hello, I exist. And honestly, I have built pages that have hundreds of thousands of followers doing just that when I started. And it's a great way to grow your audience.
Okay. Just let me make sure I got it. Just by following friends of friends.
Yeah. You can, if you're local, if you follow friends of friends, then you know that those people are most likely somewhat local. Mm. It's a little bit tougher if you're trying to target local people, because then you have to think, okay, I want to target local people. I'm not necessarily going to type in hashtags that are, you know, worldwide. If you just type in hashtag love, well, people all over the planet are going to see that.
Right.
But if you want something more local, then you might do your local city or, you know, a combination of hashtags. And by the way, you can do 30 hashtags per photo or video. Mm. And I would recommend that you always use 30. And some people are saying, oh, don't use the maximum. Why not do the maximum? Right. Because you have 30 hashtags that you can use. That's 30 different hashtags that you can possibly show up in the search results. And again, you want to put those in a follow-up comment, not in the original description.
Yeah. I mean, that just the way that I think for so long, I've been putting it just into the description. So it's helpful to know to put it actually in the comments. Ryan, thank you so much for doing this. You have a phenomenal Instagram Academy course all about Instagram. So tell us a little bit about that and the best ways to reach you.
Yeah, thanks. My course is a 4-hour long course. It has tons of different modules that are broken down into small segments, so you can do it at your own pace. It's at instagramacademy.com, and it basically just holds your hand and shows you exactly what I'm talking about. All the things that we've talked about today, and then tons more. I actually have screen recordings where I walk you through on my phone, and you can actually take the entire course on your phone or on a desktop computer or laptop, but it literally shows you how to do everything kind of from zero to hero and how to build a following.
Awesome. Ryan, thank you again for doing this and take good care.
You too. Thanks so much.
Hope you enjoyed that conversation all about Instagram. Instagram is just one of those other social media platforms that's very highly visual. So if you are a creative type, Instagram is definitely an option for you. You know, one of the things that I forgot to mention was as of right now, which is June 2015, there's only one place on Instagram where you can put your website, which is after you download Instagram and you have to do it through a smartphone. You go to the far right and there's an icon there that you can click on and then you can edit your profile. And I think it's like the third option where you can put your website. So you cannot actually put your website on any kind of a status update. So what I've seen other bigger companies do is a lot of times if they post something, they'll post the article and then they'll say the link is now available in the profile. And so people kind of automatically know to go to that profile. Now, the key thing for us as private practitioners is that you have to remember, if you put a blog post, for example, make sure you put the exact URL to that blog post in your Instagram profile. So don't just put your regular general website address because it makes it much harder for people to find it and people are less likely to click through. I also just wanted to share some stats with you. So I looked after our conversation and as of right now, which is, you know, early 2015, there are over 3 billion people now that are on social media sites globally, and 71% of those people are on Facebook. And what Ryan was alluding to, that the rate of people on Instagram is growing faster than the rate of people on Facebook, like when it first started, that's crazy. So Instagram definitely has a lot of potential. If you're wanting to learn more about Instagram, Ryan has an excellent course on it that's chock full of great information and videos where he guides you through exactly what to do with regard to standing out on Instagram as a small business owner. I'll put a link to that here in the show notes. That's an affiliate link. So if you do decide to purchase through that, please consider purchasing through the link, as that will help me support the website and the blog. And the course itself is very reasonably priced. It's something like $47.
Please find show notes to today's episode at sellingthecouch.com/session and the numbers 2-5. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen and have a great week.
Thanks for listening to the Selling the Couch podcast. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.sellingthecouch.com.
So if you've been listening to the STC podcast for a while, or you've been listening to podcasts and you've had this thought of, Mel, I would love to launch my own podcast in order to grow my business, just wanted to encourage you to check out our free podcasting workshop, which is over at sellingthecouch.com/podcasting workshop. You can basically sign up at a day and a time that works for you. It's 90 minutes. And when I do these workshops or when I record them, I truly believe in quality teaching, so it's going to be well worth your time. We're going to go through gear recommendations and how to launch strategically and how to think about monetizing your podcast and how to line up your podcast with your existing offers and how to do it strategically and authentically and not salesy and slimy and all of those things. So again, the link is over at sellingthecouch.com/podcasting workshop.